Thank you for calling the Depro Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Emmanuel. Hi. My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name's Shaniqua Bogan.
Hi, Shaniqua.
Hello.
Hi. So I understand you're looking to see if you can participate, right?
Yeah.
In the settlement. I'm looking at several different call logs here. It looks like you've already signed up. Is that correct?
No, I don't remember.
Let me look at your, what would be your direct phone number?
318-684-0199.
Okay, let me just make sure here, 1 second. Because there's a couple call logs and they indicate that you've already signed up. So I just want to make sure that you're not getting double signed up. Because you can only be signed up once. I think what it's doing is it's the phone number from the individual that transferred you. Okay, so just to confirm, you yourself have not signed up to start a claim with any other firm, and you'd be able to attest to that, right? Nothing physical or electronic? Cool.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Yeah, the number that shows up on the call ID is from the transfer department that sent you over, but your direct line is 318-684-0199, right?
Right.
Okay. And are you a U.S. resident?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year or 4 times. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What date were you diagnosed?
October 8th, 2014.
Okay. 10/8/14. And then were you the only one that took the shot and got sick, or do you know anybody else that also got sick after taking the shot, or not really?
Not really. I know that I got sick.
Yes, and you already confirmed that you use it for at least a year or 4 times, right?
Yes.
And was it the brand name Depo Provera, or was it the generic version that you were using? Do you recall?
Depo Provera Pfizer.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And did you use it from January 1, 1992 onward? Like after 1992?
Yes. Okay. I used the Depo June 2011.
Okay. So from June 2011.
And I stopped using it October 2014.
Okay, perfect. Super helpful. Thank you for confirming that. And then will you confirm your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then let me go ahead and go to this section here. What would be the best email address for you?
royaltyredrum9@gmail.com.
royaltyredrum9@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
5426 PRENTISSAVE Shreveport SHREVE PORTLA 7110 8.
Thank you. And then let me go to this section here. Let me have you spell out your name as it would show on your ID.
It's HANIQUIA. Initial J. BOGAN.
Okay. So you said last name was V as in Victory, OGAN, Bogan?
B as in boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bogan. BOGAN.
Yes.
Middle initial J as in Juliet. And then
yes.
First name is SHANITRUIA?
No. S as in Sam. H, Henry. A, Apple. N, Nancy. I, India. Q, Umbrella. Q, Queen. U, Umbrella. I, India. A, Apple.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then go ahead and give me your doctor's name. The one that diagnosed you, I'm sorry. The doctor that diagnosed you.
Dr. Anthony Finn. Oh, the doctor that diagnosed me. Dr. Anthony Finn was
spell out the last name.
That's the wrong one. That's the new surgeon.
But how do you spell his last name?
S-I-N.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
I thought you needed my primary care physician with that.
Was that the one that was recommending the shots initially?
No. Dr. Ted Warren.
Okay, Dr. Ted Warren was the diagnosing doctor. Okay. And what facility did you see Dr. Warren at? Do you remember?
Clinic. Oh, I'm looking at my paperwork. Willis Knighton, Louisiana, Family Practice.
Willis Knighton. Okay, perfect. I see that here. And did they gave you the shots at the clinic there, or did they give you a prescription and then you went and got it at a pharmacy?
At the clinic there, they gave me shots.
Okay, perfect.
They gave me 16 shots.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put that here. Let me put alrighty. And then Dr. Anthony Sin, what hospital was he at, or what medical facility was he at?
He was at Willis Knight North.
Oh, same one? Okay. Let me see this here. That comes up as North Shreveport Family Medicine. Is that the one?
What is my number? 2600 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana. 71103.
Okay, so that would be the same. Okay, so let me put this here. And is that the doctor that treated you too, Dr. Sin?
Yes, also, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming.
He was the neurosurgeon, if I'm saying it right. Neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, yeah. So let me just put that in that field as well. And we're almost done, just a couple more sections here. Were you ever diagnosed with the cancer before getting the meningioma or no?
No,
Okay,
no, they,
perfect.
I had crepe tummy surgery, if I'm saying it right, and I had radiation therapy.
Okay. And normally we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Someone that's my emergency contact.
Yeah, do you want to put one or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then let me put NA there. And then this section here is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
05/08/1990.
05/08/90. And then what is the last four of your social?
5849. Okay. I also suffer from a long-term complication of infertility.
Very sorry to hear that. And then real quick, so either yourself or your medical professional or the facility will have medical records, right?
Okay.
Yes, okay, thank you for confirming that. And then I'm getting ready to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. Just want to go ahead and reconfirm a couple of the things we went over. You do want to participate in the settlement. You have not signed on with any other firm. You're filing on behalf of yourself, who's a female currently living in the state of Louisiana, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera for at least a year after 1992. Does that all sound correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Keep an eye out for your text message right now. You should be getting a quick ding on it once. Let's see here. Oh, I have to put that. Okay, it's still spinning. Let's see if it goes through. Yeah, it shows that it went through. Did you
Okay, I'm gonna click on it.
Okay, yes, let's click on it. Now I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next.
Okay.
By the way, how's the weather there in Louisiana? Is it cold
it's
now or
raining.
Is it still warm?
It's raining. It's been raining.
Oh.
It's getting colder.
Oh, yeah. Same here. It was like in the 40s when I left in the morning.
Where are you located?
I'm in Southern California. Yeah, we were I walked the dogs at 4 in the morning and it was 48 degrees. Warmer now. It's like 63 now, so it's not too bad, but definitely cold in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And then, what does it show on your screen?
I'm doing my initials to initial.
Okay.
I'm finished.
All right, let me just make sure that it came through in my system. Yep, you are all set. In about 1 to 2 weeks, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then tidy you up in your system. So other than that, you're all set for the day. I know the week just started, so hopefully you have a nice restful weekend, okay?
How do you know how long it takes for the claim to go through?
So in regards to the time that it's going to take or the amount that you're going to get, because I'm not an attorney, I can't tell you, and all our calls are monitored and recorded. So if I say something, then I'll get in trouble for telling you a time frame. But I can tell you that people that were signed up in the beginning of the year have already been paid out. So, you know, it doesn't take too long. But other than that, that's going to be a question better suited for the firm. And like I said, they should give you a call in about 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how backed up they are. But other than that, you're all set, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.